Going to Eldon, Iowa. Again, this is Class 2A District 12 first-round play. Albion Blue Demons, the boys, are taking on Cardinal of Eldon tonight. We've got quite a contest here. Two very evenly matched teams. Just got the starting lineups announced. We'll introduce to some of those players as we get going here in a little bit. Really look forward to this matchup here. It should be a really good contest again. Both teams come in with very similar records, playing a good overall seasons. 13-12 is the Blue Demons, is the Comets, and 13-10 is the Blue Demons. We actually are going to do the national anthem, and we'll play that for you live. You're listening here. What a great rendition there of the national anthem. What really, you heard the crowd cheering to begin with, folks. I can't hardly describe it with enough justice. They've got a really nice deal. They've got an electronic flag that comes down. The flag rolls down, scrolls down right in the center of the court. It comes within about 6 feet of touching the floor from the rafters, so it's a very long, big flag. What a beautiful scene that was. You heard the crowd kind of cheering to start with. They're all excited when they saw that. I'm not sure how long they've had it here, but you really heard the fans get into it. They're excited for it. It actually kind of cut into the beginning of the playing of the national anthem, but that was part of the reason. So very exciting, good way to start the game here for tonight. Again, Albion Blue Demons taking on Cardinal of Eldon, the Comets. Starting for the Cardinal is Dakota Showman is a senior, Jonathan Peterson, Charlie Rackford, Caleb Durflinger, and also I'm missing my last one here is Brandon Potts. Brandon Potts is our last starter there. We'll get more introductions here for the Blue Demons, Zach Hugan, Tanner Kellogg, Matt Baker, Austin Luce, and Tanner Wynn. And the tip is up, and the Blue Demons control it. So we are underway. First round action, Class 2A, Section 12, sectional play here. Blue Demons get the ball. Tanner Kell gets up top, fakes a pass to Austin Luce underneath, takes a nice little running 15-footer, but it just goes long. Rebound comes out by Durflinger. Durflinger's a sophomore center, big, strapping young kid, but just a sophomore. Ball comes in, bounced around. He actually picks up the loose ball. Caleb Durflinger does, puts up and gets the first 2 points of the night for either team. 2 points for Caleb Durflinger. Blue Demons come down. Zach Hugan gets it, penetrates, kicks out to Wynn on the left side. Wynn finds Matt Baker on the baseline, who brings it over to the top. Swings it all the way around, gets it to Tanner Wynn, who's come out on the other side now. Tanner drives in, nothing there. Alertly passes back out to Baker. Baker drives right to the middle and goes up with the zone runner, gets the bucket and the harm. Gets the foul for it, so he'll get the old-fashioned and one here, get 3-point play here. But nice little penetration, way to start off the game for the Blue Demons. Both possessions here, they try to attack the rim, see if they can get that defense to sag. If they do, pass out. If not, we're going to take a shot, and that's what Matt Baker did. His free throw attempt is no good, so 2-2 is our score. 7 minutes in the first quarter. Dakota Showman is the point guard for the Comets. He brings the ball up. Comets get their offense set. Blue Demons working a man-to-man defense to get it right into Durflinger, who tries a little baby hook over Tanner Kellogg, but it goes on the long rim. Luce picks it up, gets it to Hugan, who drives up for it, kicks Tanner Wynn, who comes baseline hard, misses, but Tanner Kellogg gets the rebound and the bucket on a reverse layup. So very good flurry of activity, just like you'd want out of the Blue Demons attacking. They're going to do this all night long. We've seen it all season long where they get right after it. Comets come up again. They look to press and attack in there as well. Kick out for the three-point shot. No good for Charlie Rackford, who misses there. Zach Hugan gets it, brings it up. Kicks it out to Luce. Finds Tanner Kellogg on the far side. He gets it to Matt Baker, wants to set the offense. He penetrates, kicks out the wide open Tanner Wynn. Wynn drives again. Nice little push, driving there, but the shot is deflected. by Brandon Potts. Again, another sophomore here. So two starting sophomores for the Comets, junior and two seniors. Nice little drive, though, by Tanner Wynn. We've got to continue to do that. I know it was a good block by Potts, but still, that's what you want to see. So we'll see if we can keep attacking. The Comets usually like to sit in a 2-3 zone. That seems to be, they're looking like they're matching up with actually a little bit here tonight. Normally they come out 2-3, so trying to get the Blue Demons off a little bit. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound by the Comets. They attack immediately. Charlie Rockford tries to initiate contact, actually leaned into the defender, and then went up and got his shot and made the bucket. So it, no call, which was the right thing, but then did get the bucket, so ties it up at 4-4. Wynn again penetrates in on the wing, gets it to Tanner Kellogg, who drives in there, and he's met immediately, and this little deflected out of there. Comets will control the loose ball, and it comes their way. Potts comes up, drives up, kicks it out to Rackford. Rackford gets Potts again. Zach Hugan tries to steal as he's driving in there. Pass comes all the way to the near side here. Brandon Potts again gets it, drives in baseline. Austin Luce got a little out of position, and unfortunately came right over the top of the arms there and got the foul on the little baseline move. So we'll get his first foul of the night, Will Austin Luce. Just kind of got a little out of position there when he was going in there, but trying to cover Brandon Potts up. And officials saw that easy call here. We're actually sitting right near the edge of the court here, so we have great seats. Johnny Flattery here is with me. Scotty Fry's in the studio helping, keeping us coordinated, keeping us all squared away. Potts goes up with his first of two free throws and makes it. So they've now retaken the lead. 5-4 is the score here. Potts will go and get himself set. Ready for his second shot. It's up. Hits the back of the iron, no good. Rebound almost controlled by the Comets. Peterson gets his hand on it, but Zach Hugan was able to deflect it out of there. So Hugan gets it, brings it up, finds Tanner Wynn, who finds Tanner Kellogg on the low ball. Goes up, a little bit of contact, but nothing called there. Fish is going to let a little bit of bumping and rubbing go. So Comets come up real quick, get a ball in their own front court. Get it inside to Durflinger, and he can't control it. Ball rattles around. Luce gets a hold of it, gets out to Matt Baker, who goes fast to the hoop, attacks. It's blocked, but there's Tanner Kellogg with the rebound and the putback. That's what we really like out of the Blue Demons. Even when you attack and you don't get that bucket, you've got your teammates there, and that's the way a good team will play, and I like seeing that out of the Blue Demons to start with. Comets looked attacking as he's coming through. That was a 22, Charlie Rackford. He actually traveled as he came across, a little shuffle. Got that pressure defense from the Blue Demons, kind of made him jittery a little bit. Durflinger, the sophomore center for the Comets, will sit out. Bring in a new player. It will be Cody Carter. Smaller player, more of a guard, so they're going to a smaller lineup. The Comets are. With the Blue Demons, they run about 6'2 is the tall. Tanner Kellogg, who takes the three just as I say that. Hits the back iron, almost drops in, but rattles out. Rebound comes out. All the way coast to coast is Dakota Showman, and what a show he put on. He went right from coast to coast, got a nice little layup. Blue Demons hustle back, but just unable to stop the transition ball. Matt Baker gets into the front court. Gets it to the near side to Hugan, who swings it around to Luce, who gets it to Wynn, who sees Hugan cutting underneath the baseline. Nice little cut by Hugan to come from the weak side now and get it underneath on the block. Puts up a nice little shot. Blue Demons retake the lead 8-7. We're at 4 minutes left in the first period. Again, the Blue Demons have an 8-7 lead over the Cardinal of Eldon Comets. Little floating jump shot by the Comets. No good by Peterson. Rebound controlled by Hugan, who takes it all the way into the front court. Wynn gets it now on the pass. Dumps off to Austin Luce underneath. Luce tried to kick it out to Tanner Kellogg, but Tanner was cutting one way. Luce thought he was going another, so it'll be a turnover. We'll go back to the Cardinals. We'll go back to the Cardinal ball. Comets, I should say. I keep saying Cardinal, the Comets ball. Johnny Flattery's looking at me like I'm silly. So the Comets will get in. Showman takes it out top. Gets it over the far side. Gets it to Peterson. Peterson gets it back to Showman, who puts up a three, and it's good. So Showman has shown his ability to go coast to coast with the layup and also hit that three-pointer. Baker comes up, does a nice little bit of dribbling there. Kicks it out to Luce, who swings it over the top to Hugan. Hugan drives to the lane hard, goes up with a nice strong left hand. Nothing there. Tanner Kellogg retrieves the rebound. Gets after a little scramble on the floor for it. Somebody's got to be out of bounds here. We'll see what the officials call here. Lots of hustling and a good play out of both the Comets and the Blue Demons. Call from the officials is that I look like probably Tanner Kellogg unfortunately had his back on the line as he was scrambling for that ball. So it was a good job out of TK, but just couldn't get control of it. And there was a lot of action going on, so the Comets will get the ball at the baseline. Blue Demons getting a chance to put a full court press in. Pass is deflected by Zach Hugan, so really showing that quickness, those quick hands that they have. We're going to make the Comets work for it to get it into the front court. They do have the lead. The Comets do 10-8 over the Blue Demons. So Showman will try to get up, works around a little bit, gets it, does do a nice job breaking the press. And just as I say that, Rackford gets it, and then he tries to swing it way over to the far side, and it goes into the Albia Blue Demon student section. Looks like Cody Crawl might have had his hand on that one there. Not Cody, his younger brother, excuse me. Now Donnie's listening at home. He can chew me out on that one. So Blue Demons get it. Zach, Matt Baker takes an old three-point shot and sinks it. 11-10 is the score here. Nice job out of Matt Baker. Spot up and a nice assist from Tanner Kellogg, who got it at the free throw line extended and kicked it over to open Matt Baker. Comets get the ball right here just in front of us. Rackford gets it, swings it over, gets it to Carter. Carter's looking for somebody. Good pressure there. Nothing going there. Has to dump it off to Potts at the free throw line. Potts kicks it all the way out to Rackford on the far side. Ball hits high off the iron, goes over the backboard, and goes out of bounds. It will be the Blue Demons' ball. With 2:30 left in the first period, Ryan Sarver and Mason Cox are checking in for the Blue Demons. First time getting some subs in, giving Luce and Wynn a little chance to get a breather. And the Comets also will sub in, go a little bit bigger. Now we bring in the starter, Durflinger, they do, as well as... Boy, that big boy's not even listed on the roster. Well, we got one that's not even listed here, but he's another big boy coming in there for the Comets. Pretty good size kid, so they're trying to go a little bit bigger and try to maybe pound it in a little bit on the Blue Demons. Ryan Sarver comes in. Boy, he doesn't take any time to get warmed up. Has a turnaround at the free throw line extended. Gets a nice little two to get 2 points for the Blue Demons. And a player who will be named later, Johnny. We're going to have to find that out. Gets it over to Durflinger. Nice little post-up move. Works around TK. Able to get up a good shot and get the bucket. It's a good little post-up move. He's a big body, very good feet, and then pretty decent hands, it looks like, in the post play. Blue Demons get up. Zach Hugan attacks to the free throw line. Nothing there. Kicks it over to Mason Cox, who sees Matt Baker on the baseline, who will drive up top and around to the elbow. Pulls up a nice little jumper. Gets a friendly roll, and in it goes. So the Blue Demons now have their largest lead. 15-12 is the score. 3-point lead for the Blue Demons. About a minute 40 left in the first period. Comets attack to the hoop. Oh, and Mason Cox would have had a charge if he'd have held still, but couldn't. Dakota Showman just knew that and took it right to him. Mason Cox will pick up his first foul of the night. But boy, I tell you, Mason was right there. Hardest thing to do is to take that charge. He just wasn't able to get himself set. He probably thought he could try to get around it instead of causing a foul, which is not a bad thought, but just so close, so close. So Showman will go up there, misses the first one. So we've seen him do a nice coast-to-coast layup, hit a three, but had missed the first of the free throw here. Blue Demons fans, student section, really giving what for over there. Next one, though, goes up, and it's good. So gets one out of the two. So 15-13 is our score here. The Blue Demons have a two-point lead with a minute 30 left in the first period. Ryan Sarver gets the ball at the top of the key, swings it over to Mason Cox, who goes a swing pass to Tanner Kellogg at the three-point line. Tanner drives right to the lane, goes up hard, gets bumped, but no call, and gets bumped all the way out 10 feet, takes the shot, but misses it. But the rebound comes to Showman, who drives hard. Showman really quick, shows his ability to get to the hoop really good. The senior does on Matt Baker. Matt almost got in front, but couldn't quite get himself in the right position. Will pick up his first foul of the night. It was a player control foul on the floor, so the Comets will take it at the baseline. Set up play for a three-point shot there. Right away, they just go right to him. Cody Carter, who'd come in as a reserve, came in and hit the three. Had a four-man line over the free throw line, and then Cody Carter just stepped out and hit the three. So Comets have regained the lead. Sarver gets the ball at the top of the key, takes one, hits the back of the iron. Three-point shot, no good. Showman comes up, pressing up the court. Almost looked like steps on the far side there, but no call for the officials. Looked like Carter, when he got it, shuffled a little bit. Ball comes around, and there we get the call. I think we're looking for him. Dakota Showman comes, and he shuffles his feet when he gets the pass, and so he turns the ball over. Will be the Blue Demons' ball. So Matt Baker will get the ball, brings it up court, taking his time, letting the team get set and get ready. Gets it into Zach Hugan on the near side, who dribbles, drives, gets it to Tanner Kellogg. Shot deflected. Ryan Sarver almost got it, but couldn't get it, but Mason Cox is good defense there. Oh, looked like a little up and under step for Showman. As Ryan Sarver goes to get the rebound, Showman had put the shot up. Ryan Sarver got inside position on him and went over the top of Ryan. And Ryan was, Showman got, excuse me, Dakota Showman got called for the foul, which is the correct call. Okay, the Cardinal Comets looking to get their subs in. Head coach Jay Olson really not afraid to get his subs and going deep into this bench here. Get a few more players in here. One of them is actually Charlie Rackford coming back in, but then also first time in Cody Strebe, another sophomore coming in. Also have Kyle Kent is in there, has been in there just for a minute or so. Blue Demons get in. Matt Baker has it at the midcourt. Got 23 seconds left. The Blue Demons want to take and get a good shot. They've trailed by one. 16-15 is our score here. Clock is now down to 15 seconds. The Blue Demons will get a little more sense of urgency. Now with that 10 seconds, they want to go ahead and get the shot, get their offense going. So Matt Baker gets them set. Kicks it over to Zach Hugan. Finds Ryan Sarver on the baseline with 4 seconds. Zach Hugan gets it. Finds Matt Baker. Takes it as the clock is expiring and misses. Got a good look out of the three-point line, but misses the shot at the buzzer. Score here is 16-15. The Cardinal Comets have the one-point lead after one period. We're going to take a short timeout, and we'll get back after this short break. Messages, you're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stark here with John Flattery at the courtside at Cardinal Comets Fieldhouse here. Second period just getting started, 16-15. Cardinal has the one-point lead. We've got a great first-round tournament action going on here. Blue Demons start out on defense on this second period here. Worley trying to swarm or get around. Showman hits one off the side of the rim. Does nothing there. It gets outlet pass. Comes out to Matt Baker. He almost doesn't see the pass coming to him. Austin Lewis passed it and was going right behind Baker's head. But Matt, with a great vision, was able to catch that out of the corner of his eye. Was able to pick it up and get the ball and save possession on it. So that's good. But they were knocked out of bounds. The Blue Demons will keep it. Well, officials kind of want to confirm. Oh, we got a little blood time going on here. He's a Joe Sinclair. Ism, a little blood time. We usually have it on the wrestling mat, but we're going to have one right here. Player will go out for the Comets. Looks like on his knee. I don't know what happened, if he fell on the floor or got scratched, but got a little bit of blood there. Official alertly called it, got him out, and we'll get subs in there. Caleb Durflinger will come back in for him. That was Jonathan Peterson, the senior, who is being asked in. We're taking a little extra time over there with him. I'm not sure 100% why. Got the sub in. There's no reason not to continue on with the game. But nonetheless, 16-15 is our score. We are just underway in the second period. The Comets of Cardinal Eldon have the one-point lead over Blue Demons. Matt Baker gets the ball midcourt, sees Tanner Wynn, swings it. Tanner does a great job driving, sees Austin Luce wide open on the post. Austin, instead of taking the shot, tried to do a wraparound pass, didn't get it. They still got it. Zach Hugan steals it on the next possession, drives hard to the hoop. Great left hand. It just rolls off the rim. Maybe just a little too strong, the left hand, and just rolled over to the left side. And the Comets will get the ball, bring it back up. Showman will get it at the point, gives it to the wing. He gets it back, gets it out to Durflinger, who swings it back to the top, gets it to Carter. Carter gets it back to Showman, who drives baseline, a little runner, no good. Tanner Kello gets the rebound, hits the outlet man, Baker, who goes up fast to the front court, drives all the way in and kisses it off the glass and gets the bucket. As you heard the whistle, we'll get the and one. What a sweet play, and that started with Tanner Kellogg's rebound on the defensive side. Quick outlet to Baker, and Baker just took off like a shot, trying to catch these Comets resting a little bit, and then went just a beautiful little kiss off the glass. So Baker will go to the line, get the and one here, see if we can't make it a three-point play. Shots up and good, and the Blue Demons have retaken the lead. 18-16 is our score, so the Blue Demons now on top. So very tightly contested game going back and forth. Blue Demons coming out in that full court press, a little 1-2-2 full court press. Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan double teaming here on the near side, but able to get outside of it, gets to Showman at the top, who gets it over to Rackford, who finds down low. Gets it down low and it to Carter. Carter's trapped, can't do anything with it. Gets it back to Showman, who looks inside to dump it into the post. Shot goes up, no good. Tanner Kellogg able to get the rebound. Potts went up for a shot. Nice little shot, went long, and then Tanner Kellogg was able to wrestle the rebound. Gets the outlet to Baker, who drives coast on the left side. And just a little hard coming there, lost control of as he got close to the hoop. Ball went off his leg, and out it goes, and so it'll be the Cardinals' ball. But again, you're going to see this, I think, all night long. The Blue Demons are going to attack and attack and attack and see if the Comets can keep up with them. Try to force the action. I really like that. It gets a little hairy and hard to call sometimes as a reporter here, but it's a fun way to watch a ball game. Comets get in front. Derflinger with about a 17-footer puts up a shot, hits off the back iron. Ball rebound goes to Carter. Carter gets it, swings it to Showman, who's wide open and takes a nice little five-foot runner. Nothing good there. Zach Hugan pulls off the weak side rebound, gets it, and he's bringing it up court. Sees Tanner Wynn at half court, then gets it to Tanner Kellogg, who's at the baseline, takes it baseline, goes up strong. No call. That's about the third time Tanner Kellogg has had a good look inside. They're not going to call it. And all of a sudden, Charlie Rackford tried to dunk the ball, but that was ill-advised because he couldn't make it, and we were able to get the rebound. Blue Demons get it, so flurry of activity. The Comets no strangers to running either. Tanner Wynn goes in hard, gets whacked as he goes in, no call. Rebound comes off. Tanner Kellogg gets it. His shot doesn't go in. Loose gets it. He gets his own rebound, gets it to Zach Hugan, who tries up, rolls it gently over the rim, and gets the bucket. So just a lot of rebounds and shots. No quit in the Blue Demons. 20-16. Now I believe the largest lead for the Blue Demons at 4. So it's still close game. Press works to perfection. Zach Hugan gets it. The Comets don't even react to it. Zach walks in the layup. The Comets didn't even react to that turnover. What a great activity. The coach for the Comets, Jay Olson, wants a timeout. He'll take a full timeout. He wants to settle his troops. We'll do the same here. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a great game going on here. Albia Blue Demons taking on Cardinal Comets of Eldon. 22-16. The Blue Demons have the lead with 5 minutes left in the first half. Comets have the ball. Ball's getting worked around. Their shot goes up. No good, but the rebound controlled by the Comets. Oh, puts up a shot. Cody Carter puts up a shot. Didn't look good at all, but unfortunately, the Blue Demons fouled him. Neil Hurtado is actually the one who shot the three. It was a terrible shot, quite honestly. Went off, no good. But then Cody Carter just been all over the court, coming in here off the bench, did a nice job. If we'd have just left that shot alone, he'd have missed that, and we could have gotten that rebound. Carter goes up for his first one and misses. Given Matt Baker, we'll get a little breather here as Gabe Gravert checks in for the first time here. So Gabe Gravert in for the game. Carter will go up for his second shot. Wanted to let everyone know the second shot is good, 22-17. Here, a little low here. I'll try to keep everyone posted tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I want folks to listen to channel, tune into Channel 8, KCCI. There is a special feature going on. They've come down to cover the Leshin family. Angie Leshin and Eric Leshin, their boys, Shadow, Brett, Bryce, and then also their nephew, Eric and Angie's nephew, Jack Leshin. All four of them are going to the state wrestling tournament. Jack from Grinnell. The other three are from Albia. So great little story coming on there tomorrow night at 6. So please tell everyone you know. Make sure they get a chance to watch that. Be really exciting. I'm not sure when the last time any team has ever taken three wrestlers from the same family. And so I think this could be a first of it. It'd be interesting to see if that is indeed the fact or not, because that's sure news to me. I've just not seen too many wrestling families that can send three to state in 1 year. Quite an accomplished out of them. Again, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, KCCI, Channel 8. At 6 o'clock, excuse me. Channel 8. Thank you, Johnny. Blue Demons got a couple of activity, a couple of missed shots here, so I was able to get that little pub in there. Blue Demons now have the ball on the missed shot by the Comets, went over the backboard. Loose gets it up top, gets it to Gabe Gravert. Gravert gets to Wynn, who drives to the middle of the lane. Nothing there, kicks it out to Zach Hugan. Hugan works it back up to Gabe. Gabe takes a look around, nothing there, gets it to Loose at the post, kicks it out to TK from a nice open three, but it just goes off the back iron. But a good offensive possession, and just unfortunate, the ball didn't drop. Comets come up, try to see what they can come up with here. Get it into Peterson, who's running the point now. Peterson kicks it over to Carter. Carter kicks it out to, not a little push off there, but to Hurtado. Hurtado kicks it right back out to Carter. Nothing going there. Zach Hugan and Tanner Kellogg both there, but Hugan controls the rebound. Hugan goes coast to coast with it. Nice little layup. Scoops up nothing there, but Tanner Kellogg was falling the whole way. Gets the follow back and the foul and the bucket. So that's, again, what you like to see. Zach Hugan did the right thing, took that thing coast to coast. Good-looking shot, but Tanner Kellogg didn't quit running with him. They were both there on the rebound. Both went out. Tanner Kellogg gets it, puts up the first shot, nothing there. Gets his own rebound, puts up the second shot, gets the roll, gets the foul by Brandon Potts. And so Tanner Kellogg will go to the line and gets for a three-point play and hits it. So the Blue Demons now with an eight-point lead. 25-17 is our score. Blue Demons on top of the Comets from Cardinal of Eldon. Press still being implemented by the Blue Demons, but the Comets able to break it. Still keeping pressure on them. Ball comes down the baseline there. Shot goes up by Potts. Nothing good there. Rebound controlled by Hugan, who gets it out to Wynn on the outlet. Wynn drives right to the middle of the lane again. Does a wonderful job there. Sees Gabe grab it on the far side. Kicks it out. Gabe wants to reset the offense. Good call out of Gabe. Grabber gets it over to Wynn. Wynn drives a little bit. Nothing there. Pulls it back out. Gets it to Hugan, who finds Gabe. Grabber comes around. Drives into the middle. Nothing there. Gets it over to Wynn. Wynn back to Hugan on the far side baseline. Hugan gets it now. Hugan gets it to Gravett. Gravett looks inside for Tanner Kellogg. Nothing there. Kellogg pops out. Takes a look at that three. See if the defense wants to get on. Nothing there. Swings it out to Wynn on the near side. Wynn dribble, drives, penetrates. Takes it. Does a little shuffle step. No call, thankfully. Ball goes out. Knocked loose by the Comets. So it will stay the Blue Demons' ball. So very good series of events there for the Blue Demons. Really, quite honestly, I think Johnny might have been a little extra step in there. But, boy, you like that aggressive play out of Wynn. I like the way he plays. With 2:40 left in the half, Wynn and Luce will get a little breather. Cox and Ryan Sarver. Mason Cox and Ryan Sarver check back in. Get it in. Gabe looks inside, sees Kellogg at the post up. As Kellogg's getting ready to kick it out, he does just move his pivot foot, unfortunately. Right call, gets a traveling call there. So it'll be a turnover there for the Blue Demons. The Comets will get the ball. Blue Demons again in full court press with a 2-2-1 now. 2-2-1 full court press. So trying to mix up that press a little bit. Gets it up all the way to midcourt to Derflinger. Derflinger looks and sees the point guard to Showman. Showman gets it out. Kicks it up top. Nice little running shot there by Rackford. Rackford goes in. Nice little 5 foot. Had a little bump, but he was able to make the bucket. So good little set there. Got a nice little bucket. Now the Comets are coming out full court press, but the Blue Demons able to break it real easy. Tanner Kellogg gets it. Drives hard. Nice little reverse under the hoop layup. Nice little bucket out of Tanner Kellogg. So he's having a fine game, but what a good job of Mason Cox to see him and get the pass to him. Press being going on here, trying to get it up. The Comets are. They finally get it. Showman drives right to the middle lane, sees Derflinger on the baseline. And, boy, even through my headphones, I could hear that. Gabe Gravett was hustling back to get there. Couldn't get the ball stopped. Gabe went right across the wrist of Derflinger, the big, strong center for the Comets. And so Derflinger went up through it, made the bucket, and gets one shot. It was a good effort by Graver, just unfortunately not able to make the stop or get his hand on the ball there. So Derflinger will go to the line and hits the bucket. So Comets have got it back to within five. 27-22 is our score here. Sarver checks the ball in. Tipped the ball in the in ball and hits the backboard. With this press and the way we had it set up, Coach Archer wants a 30-second timeout. And we will take a short timeout as well. Again, the Blue Demons have a 27-22 lead. You're listening to Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, the Blue Demons, good call timeout by Coach Archer. Wanted to make sure they knew how to break the press right. Zach Hugan checked the ball in, found Tanner Kellogg at half court, went all the way to the hoop with the bucket, got 2 points for the Blue Demons. So great play coming out of the timeout there for the Blue Demons. 29-22 is our score with a minute 40 left in the first half. Comets have the ball, gets Showman at the point. Derflinger sets the screen. Showman drives down. Nothing there. Gets it to Rackford. Rackford takes a little shuffle step. Players just will try to get that little extra move in there, and unfortunately, they always just tend to shuffle that more often than not. So a turnover for the Comets will go right back to the Blue Demons. Blue Demons get the ball. Gabe Graver again still in there at the point. Bringing the ball up with a minute 25 and a half here. Finds Mason Cox near side, drives to the middle, sees Tanner Kellogg, who kicked out. Shot goes long by TK. So it's Comets get the ball. Showman gets it, immediately gets the ball pushed up court. Nice little move to the hoop. was Charlie Rackford. Rackford goes to the hoop, and he's fouled immediately as he goes in, but is able to make the bucket as he goes in. So just a good little play by Showman to get it up there. Unfortunately, the Blue Demons were a little slow getting back there. Gabe Gravett will pick up his second foul. Gabe, again, hustling back to get back there, but just as a half step too late, unfortunately.
And Dan, back here at the KIIC studios, I have an update. It is Davis County over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 32-23 at the half. Back to you.
Very good, Scotty. Thank you. Blue Demon break the press, and all of a sudden Mason Cox gets at the top of the three-point line and hits the three. So does a nice job there coming out of that play there, getting out of the press on the Comets. Showman gets the ball up, finds Rackford on the near side. Rackford gets it right back to Durflinger at the post. Nice little move, but Tanner Kellogg did a good job defending him this time, stopped him from getting the shot off. Get the ball kicked back out, gives to Rackford, swings it all the way over to Showman, who now Durflinger posts up. Strong move, but great help by Ryan Sarver. Got his hand on the ball. Mason Cox throws it up. Showman all over it, steals it. Shuffle step, no call for the travel, but gets the layup and gets the bucket. So with 24 seconds left, Blue Demons have a 32-24 lead. They break the press, 15 seconds. The Blue Demons will be patient, try to get a nice look at the basket here, get a good shot. Oh, Mason Cox, as soon as I say that, threw it a little bit long, deflected by the Comets. Thankfully, went out of bounds, so the Blue Demons will get the control or retain possession, I should say, of the ball. Just 8.5 seconds left, so plenty of time to get a play in, get the ball in. Now they can start to look for that good shot. Mason Cox gets it, drives, kicks it out to Tanner Kellogg. Wide open three-pointer, no good. Ryan Sarver tries to control the rebound, nothing there. Durflinger gets it, shot goes up, long shot. Boy, it looked good by the player who has no name. Number 50, Johnny, we're going to see if we can find a name on him. Shot goes up, no good for the Comets. So at the half, 32-26 is our score. The Blue Demons have the six-point lead. Very good game, well played. We will take a short time out here, get you some halftime highlights, and kind of get you up to date on what's going on this week. I'm Dan Stocker with John Flattery, Scott Fry back in the studio. You're listening to 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stalker here down at Cardinal High School. Cardinal Comets taking on the Albia Blue Demons, and what a game we've got. First half score, 32-26. The Blue Demons have the six-point lead, but very good game so far by both squads. So it'll be interesting second half, see which teams can make some adjustments. The shots have just been going up. I think the Blue Demons just have had a few more that have dropped. Comets look like they're getting some decent shots, but not getting them to drop. So a lot of that has to do with the Blue Demon defense. Hopefully that will continue to stay the same. For the Blue Demons, Matt Baker has paced the Blue Demons with 10 points. Zach Hugan has six. Tanner Kellogg actually is pacing the team with 11 points. So very good scoring out of the top two scorers out of the Blue Demons, and Zach Hugan with six. Mason Cox had a three, and then Ryan Sarver with a bucket as well. For the Comets, very evenly scored team they are. Dakota Showman, who's done a nice job at the point guard for him, has 8 points. Charlie Rackford has six. And then the big guy, Caleb Durflinger, we've got down for seven. And then Cody Carter has got 4 points for the Comets. So good job for them, good scoring. We'll just see if we can keep doing that full court press. Second half would be great. Want folks to be mindful, we've got a full week of sports coverage for you this week. Tomorrow night we'll be heading down to Moravia, the second round action for the Moravia Mohawk girls. We'll be playing Wayne of Cordon tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so we'll be bringing you that game tomorrow night at 7. Tonight we'll continue to give you updates. That Davis County, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont game again, as Scotty told us earlier, halftime, 32-23, so a very good contest down there as well. The winner of that game will go on to play on Friday over at Pella Christian. Pella Christian will be playing the winner of that game, Davis County, Eddyville, Blakesburg. Winner of our game here will be going to play Prairie City Monroe 7 o'clock on Thursday as well. Unfortunately, we won't be covering that game, and I say unfortunately, but it's really a wonderful thing, because we will start the individual coverage of wrestling. Starts Thursday, starting at 9 a.m., and at 7 o'clock is actually when the two-way action really gets hot and heavy for the area wrestlers. Albia, of course, has sent six wrestlers to state, so a great job from the Albia program. There are over 40 wrestlers that we're going to be covering at the state tournament this year from the Southern Iowa listening area, from the KIC Thunder Country listening area. So we'll be bringing you all those matches. Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, and a wide range of celebrities and guests will be coming in to help as well. So make sure everyone's listening starting Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Also, folks, on Wednesday, I skipped over Wednesday. I didn't mean to do that. Wednesday starts the team dual final, state finals. And Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont has qualified for that as a team as well as sending seven wrestlers to state. And so they'll start that team duel. 11 a.m. will be their first dual match. We'll have that coverage for you. Assuming they will win that match, they'll go on to wrestle again at 1. And if they can make it to the finals will be around 6:30. But just be listening to us all day on Wednesday, wherever you are, whether it's on your radio or KICradio.com or through your app on your smartphones. We'll have that broadcast coming to you on the team duels on Wednesday. And again, the individual wrestling will start on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we'll have all the coverage. So all week long, two games of basketball here for you this week to start the week. And then finish up with a great state wrestling tournament, one of the finest state wrestling tournaments in all the country. Some of the best wrestlers you're ever going to see. If you haven't been up there, you know, even for a guy like me who just is a basketball guy tried and true, loves going up to seeing that, loves seeing this year with six wrestlers from Albia going there. Just can't say enough good things about them. And one of the things, too, as we mentioned earlier, want folks to turn into KCCI. It's hard for me to say. I'm used to KIC. KCCI, Channel 8 on the 6 o'clock news tomorrow, as they'll be doing an interview with the Royal Family of Wrestling from Albia, if you will. Albia has the Leshen family sending three wrestlers to state. The freshman, Bryce Leshen, and the two juniors, Shadow and Brett, going for Albia. And they'll be going representing among the other six wrestlers. And also, the interview does include, I believe, a bit with Jack Leshen, which is their cousin. He's from Grinnell. He's a senior, and he'll be going to the state wrestling tournament as well in Class 2A. So there'll be four Leshen-named individuals going, three of them from the same family, from the same school. And that's a special they're going to be doing on Channel 8 tomorrow at 6 for sure, and maybe even the 10 o'clock news. But certainly make sure you get your TV set, your recorder set for that 6 o'clock showing. Again, the Albia program for sending the six wrestlers, in addition to those three from Albia, you know, we've also got Dalton Folkerts going up there for going a second time here that I recall going up in wrestling. Zach Davis, and what a great effort he had getting up there. And you can't say enough about Griffin Osingo. I mean, what an outstanding career he's got. He's just a junior, but going back up to the well again and had a great season going back up there. And so really not just qualifying wrestlers, but getting wrestlers who should do a lot of good things up there. Really fully expect them to see some real positive things out of them. And just can't say enough how positive or how happy I am for all those wrestlers. And so congratulations to all six of the Albia wrestlers, as well as the kudos to all the 40 that we're going to be covering in the Southern Iowa listening area. You know, that's quite an accomplishment to make it to the state wrestling tournament. So we're happy to bring that coverage here on KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa sports leader. With that, we are ready to go for the second half here. Both teams have gotten their warm-ups in. Coach Archer is getting his final words in with his troops there, getting ready to go. The same starters will check in for the Blue Demons. That starts with Tanner Kellogg and Matt Baker, the top two-point getters in the first half, as well as Tanner Wynn and Zach Hugan and Austin Luce. So the starters will come out for the Blue Demons as well. And we will go. Comets will get the ball the first possession here. And Johnny Flattery, the investigative reporter that he is, I don't go find out the player number 50 we had that we had no name on. Got that name. As soon as we do it, Derflinger gets the entry pass, and it goes out. So number 50, so I don't have to use number all the time, is Nathan Yeager. So when we get him in here, I'll have to remember that. Nathan Yeager. All right, Blue Demons are now bringing the ball up on that turnover, that bad pass off of Derflinger's hands. Get it right into the post to Tanner Kellogg, who looks at Derflinger for a second, puts up a nice little jumper, but it doesn't drop for him. So the Comets will control the rebound. Showman gets the ball and immediately attacks to the Blue Demon defense. Nice little drive by, who's that, Rockford kid went in there on that. Rockford gets the ball, puts it up, cuts the defenders and gets the bucket there. So 2 points for the Comets. Blue Demons immediately come up, get the ball in the front court. Baker gets it to Wynn. Wynn gets it back to Baker, swings it to Hugan. Hugan sees Wynn coming over the top. Wynn can't find anything to penetrate, gets it to Luce. Luce penetrates in and gets it out to Hugan on the near side. They swing the ball over to Baker. Baker dumps inside to Tanner Kellogg. Nice little soft hook on him, but it just rolls off the rim. Luce tried to get the rebound, but couldn't get it controlled. Instead, it's controlled by the Comets, and Peterson gets it to Showman, who brings it up in the front court. Showman gets it over to Rackford. Rackford back to Showman. Showman tries to penetrate, nothing there. Gets it over to Peterson. Peterson back out to Rackford. He tries to drive and does a little bit, but good defense by Wynn. Looked like an extra little step in there, but nothing called. Shot goes up. Tanner Keller controls the rebound, kicks it out to Zach Hugan as he's trying to make the pass to Matt Baker. A little activity, a little bounce around. Does get back finally to Baker's hand. So the Blue Demons go. Tanner Wynn gets it up top, drives hard. Shot's deflected. Good little defense on the Comets, but a nice little better shot from Wynn. That was a good shot for him to take. Ball with worked up top to Matt Baker, hits the three-pointer. So really good activity out of the Blue Demons, getting good ball movement, taking the shots when they had to. I like that out of Tanner Wynn. I know it didn't go in. I like that aggressive play going in. They just happened to block it. Nothing hurt there. Weiss kept the ball. Just as we said, Tanner Wynn goes and gets a steal off him. They dump it into the post. He comes over the top, gets the ball loose, gets to Hugan. Hugan finds Matt Baker on the far side, takes a shot. It goes long. Loose tries to get the rebound out of Potts' hand, who had gotten it, but just couldn't quite get it, and they get it back to the point guard's hand on Showman. Showman gets it down into Derflinger. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Rackford. Rackford finds Showman. Showman takes the three. So 35-31. It's now a four-point game. Blue Demons have a four-point lead over the Comets. Baker gets in the front court, drives in, kicks it out to Tanner Kellogg at the top of the key. Hits off the front iron. Nothing there. Tip goes loose. Showman gets it right out quickly. He gets the outlet pass to Potts. Potts knows what to do, puts it right up to the left-hand shot, so gets the bucket. So it's now a two-point ball game. Great little burst of energy out of the Comets. The Blue Demons need to settle in and get back to their style of play and get it going. Luce gets it up top, sees Hugan, sees a cutting Tanner Wynn down low. Tanner goes up for the shot, just can't quite get it to drop. Rebound controlled by the Comets, and that would be Jonathan Peterson. Peterson gets it to Showman. Showman gets it up to the front court, sets his offense. Gets it to the near side to Rackford. Rackford dumps it into Derflinger. Derflinger goes up, can't get the bucket to drop, and there's Luce to haul in the rebound. Luce gets it out to Baker, drives in, takes the front court, nothing there, pulls it out, gets it back to Luce. Luce takes a nice hard drive, goes in hard and fouled hard, and gets called for the foul, misses the shot, but Luce will go to the line, but boy, it's a good, strong take. Just a hard foul, nothing intentional, nothing dirty by that by any means, but again, can't say enough for how big this Derflinger is. Caleb Derflinger, sophomore, is just a big, strong kid, and he puts his body into it, you're going to feel it, and that's exactly what happened. And Derflinger will pick up a second foul, but more importantly, Luce will go to the line with two free throws coming. Gets himself set, first one goes up, looks good, and it is. Nice little shot. I like where he got hit hard, hit the ground hard, but took himself to a second, gathered himself, got himself gathered at the free throw line, got himself set, and took a nice little shot after that hard foul. Second free throw coming up, and it's good. Just a pretty stroke out Austin Luce, the power forward. So nice job out of Luce. So now the Blue Demons got the lead back to four. 37-33 is the score here. Press coming on. The Comets break it, though. Go right to the hoop. Little layup there on Peterson. Was able to break the press there, come across the middle, and took it right to the hoop and got the bucket. So it's now back to a two-point game. Baker gets it, drives, nothing there. Kicks it out to Hugan on the near side. Hugan gets it back to Baker, finds Tanner Wynn on the far side, looks inside to Tanner Kellogg. Good defense there, nothing there, so they start to swing the ball around. Get it back to Baker on the near side. Luce trying to set a screen. Baker goes the other way with a nice little runner. Comes up, nothing there, but Tanner Kellogg gets it, goes back up with the putback, gets fouled in his effort to do so. So able to draw the foul on Brandon Potts, the sophomore. So good job, good penetration by Matt Baker, taking that little runner. Almost had it to drop it, as just as good as that was. Tanner Kellogg was able to get the rebound and haul that in for the Blue Demons. Potts will pick up his second foul of the game. Tanner Kellogg goes, gets a friendly bounce, hits the back iron, the front iron, and drops it in. Austin Luce gives him a little wink and a smile and tells him to keep it up. Nice shot there. So it's just a nice little touch, and that's a shooter's touch right there. Gets a nice little roll. So Tanner Kellogg will go up, get a second free throw here. See if he can get the lead back to 4 points for the Blue Demons. Shots up and good. So it is 39-35 is our score here. 4-point lead for the Blue Demons. 4:16 left in the third period. Comets get it up front. Showman swings it over the far side. Gets it over to Rackford. Rackford drives down. Nothing there. He's looking inside to Potts. Can't get it into Potts. Comes over the top. Is Peterson. Peterson gets it. Can't get it. Ball's knocked loose. Tied up there by Tanner Wynn. Nice job. Good job, Tanner Wynn. And I believe that was Cody Carter on the floor tying it up. And Tanner Wynn gets the jump ball. It's the Blue Demons ball in the alternate possession, so that's a good thing. Good thing for the Blue Demons. Great effort out of Tanner Wynn to get that tied up. And Mason Cox. And Mason Cox checks in for the Blue Demons, giving Austin Luce. Austin Luce just a little breather here. Trying to get a little more shooting here. So Blue Demons bring it up. Tanner Wynn gets it, but swings it back over to Tanner Kellogg, who finds Mason Cox on the far side, who now brings it to the near side. They get it back over. Mason Cox cutting the post, but not open. Tanner Kellogg gets it right open to Matt Baker at the top of the three. Hits the three-point shot wide open. Got his feet set. Really like that effort. Great ball movement again. Tanner Kellogg looking inside, letting the defense sag, and then Matt Baker pops up top of the key to get that wide open three. Comets get it on the top of the key to Potts. Potts drives, nothing there. Gets to Rackford. Rackford tries to drive. Good little drive. Going to get the call. He's going to drive the foul.
All right, Dan, the scoring update. It is Davis County 43-27 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter down in Davis County. Now back to you.
What a game that's turning out to be. Boy, that's gone back and forth there. Eddieville Blakesburg put on quite a game the other night in Eddieville against Davis County. Just really put it to them, and then Davis County, I think, might have had that run in their mind. They're really giving them a game tonight and trying to advance that next round to play Pella Christian. First shot goes up. Again, there was a foul on drive there that Rackford drove. Second one goes up and misses. Hugan controls the rebound, gets to Cox, who gets Matt Baker. Oh, what a beautiful pass. Matt Baker had a little possible shot on the baseline, but out of the corner of his eye, he sees Tanner Kellogg cutting to the post, cuts it, a bounce pass across the lane, and gets Tanner Kellogg for the easy bucket. And so nice little pass in a bucket. Even though Matt Baker could have taken the shot, it was a much easier shot to let Tanner Kellogg get that one. Great vision by Baker. Entry pass goes in, and there's Zach Hugan cutting in front of Potts. Steals the ball, gets the Blue Demons ball, comes up. Tanner Wynn loses his footing on the far side, gets to Mason Cox, gets dumped into Tanner Kellogg. Nice little post-up move. Up and under it goes. Derflinger had to check himself out there, giving him a little breather. Blue Demons going right into the post, taking advantage of that mismatch. As we say that, now the Blue Demons have a 46-35 and open an 11-point lead. Jay Olson, the coach for the Cardinal Comets, wants a full timeout. We're going to take a short timeout or timeout here as well. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a good game going on down here. Albia Blue Demons are down. Travel down to Eldon, taking on the Cardinal Comets. 46-35 is our score. The Blue Demons have the 11-point lead. After that timeout, Coach Olson for the Comets wanted the timeout to regather his troops. Comets have the ball. Showman gets it up, gets it on the far side to Ragman. Comes across, is Cody Carter. Carter gets and dribbles back up to the top of the key. Gets it to Showman to kind of reset the look. Finds Ragman on the far side, takes a three-point shot. Good-looking shot, but there's a rebound. It goes long, gets Tanner Kellogg. He immediately finds Matt Baker. He gets it up to Zach Hugan. Good little hustle for the ball there. And Zach Hugan's able to control it. Finds Matt Baker wide open at the top of the three. What a flurry of activity. Now, folks, I can't tell you how great our seats are. We're right on top of it. I almost jumped out and got that ball myself. But Zach Hugan hustled for it, found Matt Baker at the top of the key, and took the wide open three and nailed it. Showman comes up, pushes the action himself, drives in and kicks it out to Cody Carter, who hits his three-point shot. So trading threes now are between the Blue Demons and the Comets. Baker brings it up, little man, full-court man being put on by the Comets. Baker penetrates, then dribbles back out, sees Zach Hugan, tries to dump it into Tanner Kellogg. He does. He goes right to the hoop. No weak side help there. So what a good pass by Zach Hugan, and Tanner Kellogg knows what to do when he gets it in that deep, go right to the hoop. Comets come up trying to see if they can find something. The Blue Demons are continuing to try to put on some good pressure here and make some turnovers or make some bad shots for the Comets. Comets penetrating in, get kicked out to Showman. Showman takes a three, but nothing there. Zach Hugan controls the board. Zach takes it up, bringing it up himself, has his head up, looking all the way, sees Matt Baker on the far side. Matt drives, nothing there, and kicks it out to a wide-open Tanner Kellogg. Nice little shot, long rebound. Ryan Sarver controls it, sees Tanner Kellogg, who went into the post now. Tanner goes up hard, no call on the shot, but makes the bucket. Looked like he got tapped on the head, which should have been a foul, but nonetheless, Tanner makes the bucket. And that was Nathan Yeager, who was defending him, not able to go up the size of Tanner Kellogg. And as Caleb Durfling was set to check in. Showman goes to the hoop, tries to drive on there. As he does it, Matt Baker trying to defend him. It's unfortunately called for the foul. We'll pick up, I believe, his third foul. Gabe Gravert was set to check in, as well as Ryan Sarver. So we'll give a little rest for him anyway, with 53 seconds left in the third period. Again, the Blue Demons have a 53-38 lead, 15-point lead. Largest lead of the night for either team, and the Blue Demons have it. Comets check the ball, and Durflinger gets it. Tries to make a pass, and often is the case when you've got a big guy, and I know from experience, try to get into pots, big men don't know how to pass real well, and that's what happened. He just kind of passed it off and off the leg and went out of bounds. We know how to grab the ball and take it inside and go deep, and that's about it. But a turnover, so the Blue Demons will take it, happy to get the ball back. Demons working in. Hugan gets it to Tanner Kellogg. It takes a little 10-footer, long rebound, gets the rebound, goes up strong, no call, and makes the bucket. Good defense by Potts, but Tanner Kellogg is able to power through that shot and get the bucket. Tanner Kellogg's having a great game for the Blue Demons. Showman gets the ball on Gravett, tries to drive on him. Gravett cuts him off. Showman has to pass it over, gets it over to Carter on the far side. Mason Cox right on him as tight as he can be. Pass the ball back over to Showman. Showman gets it, Gabe Gravett. Good defense again. There's 6 seconds on the clock. You hear the student section trying to induce him into a quick shot. Nothing happening there. Shot goes up. Long. Oh, are they going to count it? And I think they are. Shot went up and was long. Rebound was controlled by Charlie Rackford, and he was able to get it off just before the time expired. That will bring them within 15 points again. 55-40 is our score after three periods. Blue Demons have the 15-point lead. You're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
That's right, folks. Turn it up. The Blue Demons have a 55-40 lead after three periods of play. Final quarter set to start right here. The Comets will start with the possession to start this last quarter of ball. Albia's traveled again. Traveled down to Cardinal. Comets in Eldon. Winner of wants to advance to play PCM on Thursday night at Prairie City Monroe. And that's in Class 2A District 12 action. So we'll see if the Blue Demons can get this win and advance to Thursday night's play. Comets get the ball, look inside to Durflinger. Durflinger swings it all the way to the far side to Showman. Showman kind of pushed off on Tanner Wynn. No call. Shot goes up, but Tanner Kellogg is able to control the rebound. Kellogg gets it out the win. Wynn finds Baker. Baker drives right to the hoop. Nice little runner out of him and nice bounce and a drop it goes. Good bucket, good possession for the Blue Demons. Way to get the quick shot off. Comets come up, Showman coming up. He's just trying to do a lot for his team here, but not able to get much going. Durflinger sets a good screen, but Tanner Wynn gets underneath it easily. Gets over Rackford. Rackford gets it right back to Showman. Sees Durflinger, who's popped out, 15-footer. Gets it under Carter. Carter drives baseline, tries to put up a shot. Matt Baker's going to get called, I believe, for his fourth foul. They had switched there, where Rackford Baker had switched off of... off the point, and you know, Rackford went, drove a little bit of a bump there at the end, and just checking here. The coach is trying to get sub in and trying to get him in quickly. Again, don't want Baker with four fouls to foul out too early here. He's done a great job. He's got 21 points unofficially on the night. So done a great job for this Blue Demon squad, but much rather have him here a little bit later with four fouls. So Gabe Gravert checks back in, who's done a great job as well. Comets get the ball, get it to Rackford. Carter. Carter swings it over to Showman. Showman drives in, gets it back to Carter. Carter attempts or looks at a three-pointer, then dumps it in Durflinger. Durflinger powers it up, and Tanner Kellogg, I believe, is going to get called for the foul there. Been a lot of bumping and grinding down there going on, but they haven't called it, and that one was probably one of the least physical matchups that we've had so far, and they're going to call for the foul. And so that's not bad for Tanner Kellogg. Just his first thing. He's got 23 points on the night. So, you know, between our two leading scorers, just doing an outstanding job for the Blue Demons. Durflinger has a nice touch at the free throw line. Gets the first free throw. I think that's 3 for 3 out of him, I believe. You know, we talk about Matt Baker's got 21 and Kellogg's got 23. They both average almost 20 and 18 a night. So they're well above their averages there, doing a great job for this Blue Demon squad. Second one's missed. Tanner Kellogg controls the rebound, gets it to Wynn. Wynn gets it up to Hugan. Graver gets it, and they're starting to swing the ball again. That quick ball movement. Tanner Wynn drives hard to the hoop. Baseline, nothing there, but there's Tanner Kellogg to clean it up, and 2 points. That all starts with a Tanner Wynn hard baseline drive to get the defense to suck over and also get him to make a nice shot. And Tanner Kellogg's able to get that weak side rebound and put back. Comets go attack as well. Nice little shot there by Charlie Rackford. He went in. Good defense by Austin Luce, but Rackford pulled back and took the jumper and made the bucket. Zach Huguen's breaking the press, gets to Austin Luce. Little contact there, nothing there, but Luce is able to get the ball to Tanner Kellogg, who's filling in on the weak side, and 2 more points for Tanner Kellogg. Great assist for Austin Luce. Showman brings the ball up for the Comets, gets it over to Carter. Carter brings it back to Rackford. He finds Showman on the near side. Showman pulls up just inside the three-point line, a little 18-footer, and hits the jumper. 2 points for the Comets. 61-45 is our score here. Blue Demon's able to break the press rather easily. Gets it to Luce. Luce finds Gravert at the point, who finds Tanner Kellogg. Kellogg back to Gravert. Finds Wynn, who's popped out. Just letting the Demons being a little more patient on offense here. Let the clock run a little bit here. Very good court awareness. Take easy shots when they present. Tanner Kellogg drives in. 3 defenders on him. Nice little block. He was hoping to get the foul, but just nice little block shot there. And the Comets will get the ball after the block shot. Carter gets it over to Showman, looks inside to Durflinger, nothing there. Durflinger's really wallering in there hard, but Luce gets a deflected pass and gets the turnover. Finds Zach Huguen, who's leading up quick, goes up hard to the hoop, misses the layup, but draws the foul. So Huguen will go to the line to shoot two. But a good job. I think it was actually Hugan on that defensive set who deflected the ball. Luce was able to pick that deflection up, dribbled up fast, saw Zach Hugan, got it to him. He went in. A really nice awareness. You could see Zach kind of hesitate for a second to let the defense get there because he knew he was going to get hit and make sure he got the foul drawn for sure. Officials want to confer as to who the foul was on. It is a two-shot foul. No question on that. Just want to make sure they assess the right individual for the Comet. And they will come up with Dakota Showman. We'll get the foul. He is the leading scorer for the Comets coming in tonight, averaging just over 11 points, has 13 on the night. Charlie Rackford, who comes in and averaging 10, has 12. And then Jonathan Peterson, don't know where he's at right now. He's the second leading scorer for this team, but I don't believe he has as many tonight as he normally does. So just has two. So doing a nice job kind of shutting down Peterson. As I said, set to check in. Hugan makes the second free throw. So good job out of Zach. He is now up to 8 points on the night. So he's doing a good job here for the Blue Demons. Zach Hugan is. Hugan comes in averaging 6 points, so he's just above his average. So doing a good job. It's what you really need is that balanced scoring attack, which is what they're bringing. Mason Cox is coming in. Comes in for Austin Luce. We're at 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. Showman gets the ball, brings it up in the front court. Tanner Wynn's guarding him. Good long arms, quick feet. Mason Cox is guarding Peterson, trying to shut him down. Peterson drives in there. Tanner Kellogg helps out, knocks the ball loose, but Peterson's able to control it. Gets it up, puts up the shot, gets in the bucket. Hugan gets the ball on the inbounds, looks to attack the press, gets to Mason Cox. Mason gets it back to Gabe Gravert. Gabe's going to be real content out there, try to take his time, not be in a hurry to get a quick shot or anything. Mason Cox drives baseline, kicks it out, swings out to Tanner Kellogg. Tanner Kellogg gets a little free throw line. You can't pass that up if you're Tanner Kellogg. Hits it and banks that baby in. And that's just it's one of those shots you just can't hardly leave that one alone. Comets come up and attack right away, get it to Potts, who pulls up a little jumper from about 4 feet. Then hits it. With that, though, the coach wants a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here at 4:30 left in the fourth quarter. The Blue Demons have a 65-49 lead, 16-point lead. So doing a good job maintaining their lead, wanting to let that clock melt out. And we got Matt Baker on the bench with 4 fouls. But Tanner Kellogg and Matt Baker doing a great job. Tanner Kellogg has 29 points on the night so far, and Zach Hugan has 8. So for the Blue Demons, doing a real good job. Matt Baker checked out with those 4 fouls at 21 points. So great job there. Didn't want to remind people one more time yet. Tomorrow night, Channel 8 at the 6 o'clock news has got a special they're doing on the Leshen family of Albia. That's Eric and Angie Leshen, and they're three boys that have qualified for wrestling, state wrestling tournament. That would be Bryce, Shadow, and Brett qualified for the state wrestling tournament. So please listen at 6 o'clock for quite a special that'll be for the Albia program, and it's more importantly, the Leshen family, as well as Eric's nephew, Jack Leshen, Kirk Leshen's his dad, Jack Leshen from Grinnell, also is qualified, so they've got a bit with him in there as well. So quite a story to have four members from the same family going there. Blue Demons got a loose ball, tried to check the ball in as they were trying to lob it into Tanner Kellogg. They called him for pushing off, and if it's the hardest thing to do when they're lobbing that in, they're not to shove a little bit, and the official was right at the right angle on it. Again, only they've got a first foul. I think it's actually a second foul. Yeah. I think it's actually a second foul here. Johnny's got it down. He's got the stat right there. So turnover for the Blue Demons. Showman gets it in. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a charge. You bet. Showman gets it into Charlie Rackford. And Tanner Wynn, I don't know how many drawn charges he's taken this year. But, boy, he has got such quick feet, long arms. He jumps right in front. He will take that punishment all the time and come up. We're looking for more. He just never bats an eye from that. And drew a charge. And it almost once a game we've seen him do that. And just it's phenomenal the way he's able to do that and get himself and anticipate where the offensive player is trying to go. So the Blue Demons will get the ball on the charge. Again, just to wrap up, they got a little sweat on the floor there. Please tune in tomorrow night, folks, 6 o'clock on the Channel 8 News, KCCI special they're doing on the Leshen family, the three Leshen brothers going to the state tournament, as well as their cousin, the three brothers being Brett, Shadow, and Bryce Leshen from Albia, as well as Jack Leshen, their cousin from Grinnell. Outstanding job out of all of them. Great seasons they've had. Jack was a senior, so he'll be finishing up his career. What a great job for him. Brett and Shadow are juniors, so they're looking at continue their legacy and continue on even into next year. Bryce is just a freshman, so getting himself established as well in that wrestling family. So outstanding job, as well as the other wrestlers from Albia, Griffin Osing, Dalton Folkerts, Zach Davis, the six, I believe, that are all going to Albia. I think I've got them all. Hopefully I'm not missing anyone there. All the six wrestlers going to Albia. Blue Demons get the ball now on the inbounds play. Good pressure by the Comets. Able to knock it loose from Zach Hugan, and they pick it up. Oh, my. What a nice little move there was Charlie Rackford. Rackford came in and was trying to initiate contact, as we've seen. But no foul given, nor should there have been, but he was able to get the shot off and make it. Blue Demons break the press, get into Tanner Kellogg. Goes up hard and gets his foul drawn on him. Great shot and bucket out of TK, and was able to draw the foul there. I believe that's going to be on number 30, which is Brandon Potts. I believe that's on Brandon Potts. That would be just his third foul of the night. Official kind of giving him a little look. I'm not sure if Brandon Potts disagreed with the call or not, but he was kind of checking Brandon out to make sure there wasn't getting too much of a look from him.
And a scoring update from Davis County. Davis County now leads Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont boys basketball in their district game, 51-35. Now back to you, Dan.
Thank you, Scotty. What a great game that is, too, as Davis County is looking to try to advance there on Eddyville Blakesburg. So a good conference rival game there that you always kind of get nervous about, but we'll see where that finishes up. Blue Demons get the ball. Got a little whistle. I thought they were going to call a foul. I didn't see that. They grabbed it. Coach Archer wanted a timeout, 30-second timeout. We'll take a short timeout as well. Here, you're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader 96.7.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Eldon, Iowa, where we're covering the Cardinal Comets as they host the Albia Blue Demons. Blue Demons have a commanding lead, 68-51, looking to hang on to that with 3:30 left in the game. Blue Demons have the ball, nice little ball movement, trying to only get easy shots. And Tanner Kellogg goes in, has a nice little layup, just not able to get a drop. But I like that possession. I like the shot. You know, you want to take them when they're there, but you want to make sure we try to make them if we can. Comets now are looking to get up quick shots. They want to get them up, and there's no good for them as they go up. Brandon Potts takes a shot and rims off. Rebound controlled by the Blue Demons by Zach Hugum. He brings it up to the front court. Finds Tanner Wynn. Oh, I was afraid of that. It was coming close. Tanner Wynn was so close to that half-court line. It was a little deceiving time to see with the logo on the court here. And as he got ready to receive the ball from Zach Hugan, who was already in the front court, Tanner Wynn hadn't fully established possession in the front court. And so it was called over the back. And I believe even our angle's not the greatest, but I think that was probably the right call, unfortunately. Comets get it. Showman gets it at the top, looking for something to get going. Dribbles off his leg, but regains it. Carter gets it on the near side. Finds Potts, drives to the lane. Nothing there. Tanner Kellogg, good defense on him. Peterson trying to power one up, does, but Mason Cox gets the rebound. Good job out of Mason Cox to control the shot from Peterson. Mason come up with his head up. Nice little play there. Dumps off the pass to Zach Hugan. Could have tried to take in a layup, but the defense was really set up well, and Mason Cox recognized it, got it to Zach Hugan, so put up for his 10th point of the night. So good little break. Started with the defensive pressure that Mason Cox caused. Zach Hugan got the rebound, and Mason Cox helped get the assist. Drive goes in. Oh, they're going to call it blocking foul on Tanner Wynn. Thought Tanner had established position. I really thought Jonathan Peterson was just out of control. Really thought, as much as anything, a no call. He was splitting the defenders. Don't think we really hit him. Don't think he was really should have been called for a charge either. But he just was a little bit out of control, off balance. But the official, nonetheless, thought it was too much contact. Called the foul. Peterson will go to the line shooting two. Peterson has 4 points on the night. Again, that's his fifth point. Made it. Peterson on the night averages 11. Fairly balanced team there are the Comets. Three players averaging 10 points, 10 to 11 points. Cody Carter comes in averaging 8.5 points. Just I say that Peterson makes the second free throw, so good on his two free throws, so he's up to 6 points now. Matt Baker has checked back in for the Blue Demons again with four fouls, 21 points. So he's going to have to be careful there. Matt Baker drives into the lane. Little floater goes up. Rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound controlled by Potts. Potts gets it to Showman with 2 minutes left in the game. Showman attacks the hoop. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Rackman. Rackman gets it over. Long shot. Rebound controlled by Carter. Carter can't make a drop. And Tanner Kello gets the rebound. Zach Hugan gets it on the outlet. Finds Mason Cox. Returns the favor to Mason on the previous possession that we had. Oh, I don't think that was the right call there. Rebound came loose. Peterson knocks the ball loose. Mason Cox wasn't able to get it down, and so they said it was off of Albia. They should call this. They should call this. That's not. No, I suppose this is the right call. The player checked in to check in for the Comets. That's that Neil Hurtado, who was in the first half. The ball was already given to the Comets to check it in. The official tables buzzed the horn. At that point, you really can't sub in a player. And the officials literally called it, you know, we reset this, and Solar Tato is set to check in. Showman gets the ball, drives in, misses his layup, wide open in the front, misses it. Tanner Kelly controls the rebound, gets it out to Matt Baker, who sees nobody's cutting him off, almost takes the layup, but alertly pulls out. Showman comes out, puts too much pressure on him, draws the foul. That'll be the seventh team foul for the Comets, so that'll send Matt Baker to the line shooting 1-1. Again, the Blue Demons have a 70-53 lead now, 17-point lead. With a 1-1 coming, presumably two free throws coming for Matt Baker. Minute 30 left in the game. Again, Hurtado checked in. Neil Hurtado checked in for the Comets. Dorflinger checks out. So going with a more guard-heavy lineup for the Comets. We'd expect a lot of long-range shots now. First shot goes up and good for Matt Baker. That is his 22nd point of the night. So what a great effort out of Matt Baker tonight. The sophomore coming in has the four fouls. But it still played very aggressively, really like his style of play, get in there, taking the shots, kicking them out when they're not there. Baker hits the second one, so now it's 72-53 is our score here. Minute 30 left in the game. Comets get it up. Peterson gets to the top of the key, nothing there. Good defense by Cox. They get it to Showman. Showman dribbles it across the top, tries to dump it into Peterson, goes off Peterson's leg. But instead, they think it was actually Wynn's leg, so it'll stay Comets' ball. With bad pass just went too low, went off of nothing in particular, but dribbling off of Tanner Wynn's leg. Showman sets the check in and gets to Peterson, who finds Hurtado. Hurtado swings it back to Showman, sees a wide open Peterson underneath. Blue Demons in a 2-3 zone, just got to find a little gap in that zone defense, did a good job getting the two-point shot. At this point in the game, the Blue Demons will give that up. Tanner Wynn has some pressure. Hurtado deflects the pass as Tanner Wynn's trying to get to Matt Baker, who's cutting upfield. But Hurtado deflects it, and so the Blue Demons will get it as the ball goes out of bounds. Again, right at a minute left to play in the game here. Blue Demons have a 72-55 lead. 17-point margin right now, hopefully turning into a victory. Zach Hugan will check in for the Blue Demons. Gets Matt Baker in the backcourt. Takes his time, gets himself set, looking to try to set a trap, but he gets out of that. Gets it across half court to Zach Hugan. Hugan gets it to Wynn on a skip pass. Hands it back to Matt Baker. Matt Baker gets it to Hugan. Hugan gets it to Wynn. They're just, Blue Demons are really going to milk this clock as much as they can. Wynn gets a skip pass to Baker. Nothing there. Wide open lane. Baker takes it. Sees the wide open. You know, you can't give up that layup if it's going to be there. So I appreciate that. I know Coach would rather see the time run out right now. And it's hard not to argue with that. It's wide open. And Matt's trying to talk to his coach about how, you know, it's a bucket there to be had. Took the shot, got fouled. Second foul by Peterson. And so Matt Baker will go to the line shooting two. With 38 seconds left in the game, Blue Demons are looking to advance to Thursday night's game at Prairie City Monroe, taking on the PCM Mustangs. 7 o'clock will be the start of that. Because of the 2A individual wrestling going on at that time, we'll be bringing that coverage. We will not be bringing you the radio coverage. We will try to get updates to you, get you updates to the game, let you know what's going on up there as well. But just no live radio coverage because we want to get those individual wrestling actions, which the 2A class starts at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Comets get the ball up in the front court. Peterson takes it in, gets to his average now. He's got 10 points on the night, makes the bucket. Tanner Kellogg gets it. They break the press, and he's just on the block, and you've got to take that bucket when it's there. So Tanner Kellogg puts the shot up, gets the shot and drops, and the both student sections are getting rather spirited here. Getting really into it. More action going on in the student sections than actually on the floor right now. Shot goes up by the Comets. Matt Baker appeared to be fouled, but the officials certainly aren't calling that with 10 seconds left. Looked like Hurtado was a little aggressive on there. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hurtado, though, so they will stay the Blue Demons' ball. No need to get it even to the front court with 6 seconds left in the game. Matt Baker is happy to just let that dribble out. And that will be our final, folks. 75-57. The Blue Demons will advance. Live another day on their season to take on a very, very good PCM Monroe team. And that's on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Again, we'll be getting you updates during that game. On the radio that night, though, we'll be listening to the individual state wrestling tournament going on with Class 2A starting it at that time. And so we're bringing all the coverage, certainly the LB Blue Demons, as well as the other wrestlers from the area in southern Iowa, bringing you all that coverage. 8 mats going. Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair will be bringing you that live and crazy coverage, and it'll be great. Tomorrow night, And thank you, Scotty's cutting in. I always say I can't talk and listen, so I apologize, folks. If Albie's able to get that win, then Albie would advance then to go play at Oskaloosa for the district finals at 7 o'clock on the 19th. And so that'd be next Tuesday. So we'll see if we're able to get that win and advance to Oskaloosa and would play the winner of Pella Christian or Davis County. Davis County looks to advance on their game tonight. We'll look to take on Pella Christian then on Thursday night as well at Pella Christian at 7 o'clock. And so that'll be a good game. We'll see how that game turns out as well for our area. Again, tonight, happy to bring you this game. We have got coverage tomorrow night, Moravia Girls Basketball. Team duel start Wednesday. Individual team duel wrestling starts Wednesday. Individual wrestling starts Thursday. We're going to bring you all the action every night. Southern Iowa Sports Leader, you can't get enough of it, folks. Keep us tuned in each and every night. Keep on top of what's going on with all the sports in our area. We'll be back after a short timeout. I'm Dan Stocker with John Flattery. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
John Deere is changing the reputation of utility tractors. John Deere utility tractors are best known for their work on farms, but their popularity increases daily from their work they do on ranches, acreages, feedlots, and more. A John Deere utility tractor is an investment in any operation, and one that's guaranteed to provide a return year after year. Learn more about John Deere utility tractors at ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You'll find the savings refreshing at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, there's an all 2-liter sale. 2-liter bottles are 3 for $4. While supplies last, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and caffeine-free Diet Coke 24 packs are $5.99 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Refreshing savings on refreshments at Jim and Charlie's.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping up tonight's contest. Albia Blue Demons victorious over the Cardinal Comets from Eldon, 75-57. The numbers get transposed there, so that's a little hard one for me to say. 75-57 is our final score. The Blue Demons will advance to Thursday night's action at Prairie City Monroe, taking on the PCM Mustangs at 7 o'clock Thursday. So it'll be a good game. Tonight's contest, again, well played by both teams. Really was a good effort by everybody. The Blue Demons are led by Tanner Kellogg with 34 points. Matt Baker had 24 points, and the four fouls did a great job playing with those four fouls and had to sit for large stretches of time but still get 24 points. Zach Hugan had 10, which is really great. Anytime we get that third score in those double digits, it really helps the team to balance it out. Ryan Sarver had a bucket in the first half, 2 points. Austin Luce also had a bucket and a fast break here late in the game, and Mason Cox had a three in the first half as well. So that's the scoring for the Blue Demons. It was a good effort out of them. We're really good to see them. You know, we're hoping to see that we get a little rhythm going here and we're ready to go. Thursday's game will be tough. Prairie City Monroe has historically just really good teams. I know this year I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just have a very good record, very solid team, a great program. And so it'll be a very tough game for us and have to go up to their house to boot to make that game. Again, we will not be covering that game live because of the state individual wrestling tournament going on, which will be great action going on, 8 mats, just all kinds of activity Thursday starting at 9 a.m. Jason Summers and Joe Sinclair will bring you that action. All the mats, all the classes. We'll be covering over 40 athletes from Southern Iowa wrestling up there. And again, at 7 o'clock Thursday night will be the 2A portion of the state tournament. And that's where we'll see Albia's wrestlers, 6 wrestlers from Albia. I can't recall a time we've ever sent 6. That's got to be a record. I'm looking for some confirmation on that as well. 6 wrestlers, starting with Shadow Leshen, Bryce Leshen, Dalton Folkerts, Griffin Osing, Brett Leshen, and Zach Davis. all six of those wrestlers going and going to represent well. Some of them, what's really nice is you've got those that have the experience, have been up at the Well Wrestling already. They can help those first-timers that a little bit to get them the jitters out to understand the routine and the rhythm that goes on there. And so really expect good things out of all six of them. It's going to be a wonderful time for them. And those Leshans, they're all brothers, folks, all in the same household. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Channel 8 News. Listen for special sports coverage going on there. The Leshan family will be covered, Eric and Angie Leshan's boys that are going to the state wrestling tournament. Special edition there. Tomorrow night I'll be at Moravia, 7 o'clock for the Moravia girls game. Wednesday night's the team duels starting at team duels with Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. So please be sure to tune in on that. That's at 11 a.m., 1 p.m. if they win that. We've got all kinds of sports for you this week. I'm Dan Stalker with John Flattery here at Cardinal. Scotty Fry doing everything to keep us straight down there at the booth. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
Or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878.
Are your bills piling?